when we get to the point where you got to go to the hospital and you got to be on the mend, whether it's for COVID, God forbid, or anything else, boy, at that point, you know, you're starting to unravel a little bit, right? And you need the fix. What about when you are thinking about marriage and you get married? And I always say, you know, told my kids, none of my kids are married yet. And that's okay because they're still young. But I've said, you know, don't spend a ton of time when you find your one. I say, oh, by the way, I think one's a little closer than the others, but you know, every family has, it works that way. Okay. I said, don't spend all your time worrying about the wedding ceremony, worrying about the cake, worrying about, it's like watching Father the Bride. I'm not worried about, it's not about the money there either. What I mean is you're planning the marriage. You're not planning the ceremony. I know you're doing both, but don't put all your eggs in that basket. What does make a good, long-standing marriage and one you can count on like a rock? Let's bring in the good doctor today, Dr. John Braccio, PhD, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and the podcast always at drjohnb.com. Morning, sir. Hope you're well.
Well, good morning. Good morning to you, Dave. And the idea of a marriage celebration, my wife and I had our 45th wedding anniversary Sunday at home.
Congrats.
Just the two of us with Boston Pizza. So it's a definitely an anniversary we're going to remember. So I thought it might be a good idea for us to really be talking for a change of pace from the coronavirus to, you know, to celebrate successful marriages, because I really believe that this is a critical part of our society. And the key thing to look at here, what are elements of a successful marriage? And I was putting some of these down from what I've seen in really decades of work with couples. The gratitude for each other, mutual respect, enhancing the self-esteem of each, building a lifetime of wonderful experiences and memories with each other, healthy intimacy, constructively critical in a productive manner, staying together is always the goal when there are solvable problems. Accept individual differences of opinion. To disagree is okay, I might add. Grow as a couple in common interests and goals as the years accumulate. Have honest and open discussion. Be happy with life and not be sad by focusing on what you don't have. Practice forgiveness with each other, big thing. Further develop your spirituality or moral code over the course of the relationship. A loving and endearing marriage is a blessing and something to celebrate. I do want to say, though, this is all said to not in any way demean single or divorced persons who also make great contributions to our society, but it's just a celebration of marriage and the impact it has on the individuals as they're able to share a life together and often have children, just have a wonderful time together. That doesn't mean it's a perfect thing. Of course, life is not perfect, but then again, it's like a beautiful garden. It requires a lot of work, a lot of effort every day, but if you do that, the rewards are really quite magnificent. So that's my introductory statement, Dave.
You made a mention there of your own anniversary, and you had a Boston Pizza, and you'll remember it. Do you find also, though, that really good marriages, and I like to think that I have a really good marriage. In fact, I do. But some of the moments that we remember most are the small things. They're not always the big things that come along. We planned for this. But as my wife and I talk about things, do you remember this? And the things we get the most kick out of, the things that we've done together, at times we're not all planned out and didn't look like on paper they were going to be eventful, and yet we find them to be quite the marker, and we enjoy that. Because it reminds you that every day is unique and a journey, part of the journey.
Well, that's absolutely true, Dave. You know, we've done a lot of nice things on anniversaries over the years. We were kind of chuckling that here we are home. We drove up because, you know, when you go to restaurants now, being helpful, you drive to the at the Boston Pizza we want. You drive to the side, then they come out, they give you the pizza, take your credit card or however you're going to pay, and it's a whole different life. We were saying, wow, so this was the romantic, the potentially traveling anniversary we're going to have. But I think you're right. This is one that we're going to definitely remember. So it's one of those events. And actually, we had a great time. Like you say, there were the two of us, and usually the kids will come around or something will happen. But this way, we were just the two of us, and we had a great time. So relationships, it's really important to be building these memories and these things that you share and things that you do together. That's how you kind of merge and do become one. And they're really quite exciting in life. And but so often when I see divorces, and I understand how the divorce is going to occur, but if you talk to people in second marriages, they will often say if they knew what they did in the second relationship, they wouldn't have gotten out of the first, meaning they realize there are things that they could have done to save the first one, but they didn't at the time. So I'm not saying that's true in all cases, but I do feel if you have a good relationship, you build it on a solid foundation, and you have love, if you have spirituality, certainly moral codes, things that draw you together, keep you together. And also, I think a key thing, working under the assumption you're going to stay together. Now, mind you, I realize things occur that will not have that be acceptable. But a lot of divorces, I think, are pretty flimsy grounds or just disagreements or I don't want to do this.
You think they're avoidable. You think they're avoidable.
Oh, my goodness, yes, yes. In fact, when people call me, I always make the comment that I believe the primary goal is to try to save a marriage. And I've had people that say, well, that's really not what we're looking for. And I say, well, fine. I said, but that's how I approach this, that unless they say we're done, we just want a civilized divorce and we want to find a way to deal with this. But but if I'm working with a couple, it's a philosophical thing. I like to start off with the idea that, yes, we're going to try to save this relationship.
Right.
And as opposed to, well, I'm not really sure, because I think a lot of times people will actually not really make a true effort. Am I making sense? They'll say
no,
they
yeah,
want to work on
it. No, you make a good point here. I mean, if you have to approach it that way, Doc, that there's a desire at some level, whatever percentage, to make it work, because otherwise, why do they need you? They need a lawyer, you know? If they've come to see you...
Right.
They're looking for either a lifeline or something. Help us connect that common bond again so that we can keep the streak going, however long it is.
And I'm a believer in marriage, and I believe when there are children, I see it. I mean, the data is pretty clear that it's really quite negative and often very devastating on children when there is divorce. And I realize there are reasons for divorce. I mean, I'm not trying to
say
you
stay absolutely.
With person you shouldn't be with. But on the other hand, if you work under the assumption you're trying to save it, the data is rather clear. There's more income in the home. There's more stability. The friendships of persons that are going to be together, the self-esteem of all the persons involved. There's a lot of positives that you don't get in other relationships. So when I say that, people say, what about this abusive? I say, well, listen, I'm accepting there are good reasons for divorce, and there are reasons people ought not to be together. However, just the idea that I want to do this, or I'm thinking this way, or I'm tired of this, or whatever, those are things that you want to then try to come. Why did you fall in love? Why did you come together? What was it? And then try to go back. You're kind of even going backwards, and then kind of going from there. It's kind of like a lot of the marriage renewals, you know, get-togethers that churches have and people have where people try to dialogue and fall back in love and this type of thing. So the main thing to do is try not to get to that point and just kind of work with each other, the 60-40, you know, if each gives 60, each gets 50 in the relationship. And so, but I'm a romantic in the sense I believe marriage is a good thing, a good institution, and if you get the right person and you build together, it can be a great ride. I mean,
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you at all. We had fun on a family. You know, we discuss stuff now via either Zoom or Google Duo from around the country. That's our distancing, but we try to stay alike. And then one of my children saying, so how close did you come to not meeting mom if one thing had been, oh, I said, no, very close. We would have never, there was a one fateful moment that we literally would have never met. When people say, oh, they were destined to come together, it was always going to happen. And you think about that and you go, not really. It's just the fun stuff that you look back on over the years. And then you think if that one thing had changed, but look at the things we built on since then. And it's, you know, that's like having a, you know, nice little glass of port late at night after a good meal and some dessert, and that's something to savor. And think back on it. And it is. Congratulations on 45. You're chugging to 50 there. So now you've got no excuse but to plan a big 50th bash. You've got five years to get that set up, okay?
Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to it. How does that sound?
No, it sounds very good.
I certainly won't forget number 45. This was clearly a very enjoyable one, but you're right. The others merged together. You have to even think now, what year was that? And it'll be pretty easy to remember this one, kind of like, of all things, for comparison, the Rose Bowl during the 2013 lights out freezing time. That's an easy one to remember, and oddly because of the cold, if you remember that time when all the lights went out in the community, that was the year of the Rose Bowl. So I remember the 2013 then 14 Rose Bowl. I will remember the 2020 wedding anniversary during the coronavirus, as we hopefully are getting to the point where we can move on in degrees, or to some degree anyway, in the coming months. So that's where we are. But as a positive level today, let's think about relationships. And in the case of your children, let's hope they choose wisely, plan, and while they want to maybe think about the cake, the more important thing is how do they fit together and how will they fit together.
Absolutely. That's the amen moment. That's the amen moment right there. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com for the podcast. This will be there very shortly. Stay healthy. Congrats again. Well, we look forward to our next chat.
Same to you, my good friend. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.